So he says we want to challenge ourselves as to who is going to be Othniels. Now in this portion, who wants to be Ehud? A man that is in apparent weakness, a man who is left-handed, a man who, because of his stature, his so-called handicap, is able to be brought into the presence of the king of Moab. Because the king and his entourage around him, those that protect the king, are not threatened by him. He's threatened by a man that's big and has got muscles and he's noble like everybody else in the king's court from a military standpoint. It is Ehud that is allowed to bring the tribute into the presence of Eglon. In verse 16 it says, but Ehud made a dagger. And we talk about the prominence of the word of God. And let's see how God works. He takes the small, insignificant things, the weak things. I think it's Peter that says the Lord was crucified in weakness. It's an apparent weakness. He gave himself over. When they smote the Lord Jesus, when they nailed him to the cross, you know the Lord could have called 10,000 angels. So he was in apparent weakness to this world. But yet it was in full strength that that work has saved every person that believes in that work from the time of Adam going forward, right? So he brings this, he made a dagger. Someone, while I'm talking, find the scripture that talks about the word of God as it had two edges. That's another hint. Find that verse. It was of a cubit length, right? So this is a dagger. This is not a sword. A long sword. And he did gird it under his raiment upon the right thigh, and he brought the tribute unto Eglon, the king of Moab, who was a very fat man. Being left-handed, when he comes into the presence of the king, the dagger is on his right thigh. It's not on the thigh that we, a right-handed man, would have it, which is on his left side. And perhaps this is the way that the Lord moved, because he comes in, people check, they don't discover it on that it's on his right thigh. He comes into the presence of this very fat man. And it says that when he had done the offering of the tribute and those that were with him, that they move him out of his presence, but he doubles back. And in verse 19, he says to the king, I have a secret errand unto thee. And the king's response is typical for a fat man full of the flesh. He says, don't say a word. Let me get rid of these folks around here. This is something special just for me. Self-indulgence wants more. He's not just satisfied with the tribute. The tribute was like, you know, an offering that was brought to appease the king, to make him perhaps not be so hard on the people that were under bondage. They bring in a tribute. Right?
Food. A lot of food, I'm sure. A truckload of food.
It had to be more food.
Yeah. A buffet.
But yet, you know, he what wasn't you satisfied eat? With that. When Ehud said, I have something special, he says, let them go out. Just you and me. This is what the flesh does. It wants more indulgence in its self-desires. I'm trying to move us forward in the next 10 minutes here. So Ehud comes to him, and where was Eglon? And we'll talk about pictures. He was in his summer parlor, right? It was probably he received the tribute in an official area of the palace. Now he's in the summer parlor. Hot place. He's laying there, all of his flesh. I mean, this is literal now. They're cooling because it's hot in these countries, right? And he says, Ehud said, I have a message from God for you. And he rolls up out of his seat. And this man that represents the flesh, the king of Moab, Ehud takes the dagger, a type of... Somebody find that verse for us?
Hebrews 4:12.
Say it nice and loud and read it.
Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
So he takes this dagger, he thrusts it from his right thigh, he thrusts it into the belly of Eglon. The whole hilt also went in after the blade. The flesh closed up upon the blade, so he couldn't even draw it out of this man's belly. And the part of this verse that I always find compelling, and the dirt came out. All of the filthiness of the flesh, when the word of God is applied to it, and it is put to death the flesh. Romans 6, reckon ye yourselves as dead. The flesh being brought to death, that it says, all the dirt came out. Young people, there is nothing good in this flesh. Right? The immorality, self-indulgence. What was the last one, Brother Aaron? I forgot. Right?
Laziness.
And laziness. When the word of God is put to it, the dirt is going to just reel out.
And again, let me summarize what was said again so you will really get what we are talking about in regard to that activity of the flesh, the man of the flesh. Now, are you picturing what's going on? Ehud goes in, had that little sword in it, and it's a two-edged sword. It hurt both ways, you know? That's not one, it's both ways. And that's why that verse, I hope you underline it in your Bible in Hebrews 4, you know, that's the word of God. When you speak it, it also pierces you. It applies to you. Your conscience should prick you if you are really alert. So this Ehud, that a man of insignificant but knows the word of God, that's what will make you significant. When you know the word of God, young people, when you will be able to bring the scripture to every situation, the flesh comes up with. He goes in. Now imagine it. Here is Ehud. Eglon, sitting there on his that easy chair. Probably get a crane to lift the man up and put him down. He is just so humongous. And he's sitting there, and he's waiting now. He thought he has like more presents or something that Ehud were going to tell him about the secret place where there's a lot of food. So he said, shh, don't let anybody know. You come and tell me. And Ehud comes near him, and he gets that dagger. Now, this is physical. It's a sword, it's a dagger, it is actually made out of steel or whatever. It's true. This man has a belly. It's actual, physical body. We said that the sword is the word of God. So now we know what that is. But what is the flesh? We talked about earlier, and I think we alluded to it. Let me just repeat it one more time, just in case. It is not this body. This body here, those eyes, those ears, those hands, that mouth, that's not the flesh. That is a body. The flesh is something, a principle that operates inside of me. That would use that hand, that will use the ears, that will use the nose, that will use the eyes, that will use the feet to do something. So the flesh is not that body. So the word of God, you know, if I'm going to get my Bible here and hit my hand with it, that's not the sword, the word of God, the sword of the Spirit hitting the flesh. That's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about what goes on inside of you. That when those desire, sexual immorality, indulgent, laziness, you get the word of God and you apply to it. You apply the word of God and you put it to death. So what does it mean? It doesn't function anymore. When you put it to death, it doesn't function anymore. And what Matthew is saying, it's not one more time deal. You got to keep day on and day out applying that when your eyes see something. Because the flesh is saying, oh, look at that one. Yeah. Look at this. You bring the word of God. Behold my eyes from, hold my eyes from beholding iniquity. You bring these verses to help your eyes, to help your ears, to help. So this is how the spiritual application of the physical, what have taken place in Judges chapter 3, for you and I to apply in our life. Basic line again, the word of God. Mm-hmm.